now let's understand need to implement service lifecycle management. Why do companies need to implement this concept? This particular this thing is companies needs to integrate their people, process and technology to fully realize the benefit of SLM. In service operation management also we have seen it is a process, technology and people that makes the service operation happening. So the same is the thing SLM requires, and SLM helps you to integrate your people, process and technology. There in the service operation it is said ki bhai this is need to be integrated. SLM is the way that it gets integrated. You develop a service lifecycle management concept under your service operations, etc., that will integrate the three different aspects, that is people, technology and processes, to deliver a productive output. People from different department needs to be working towards common goal. As you said in the service delivery, now every entire focus is being customer centric. Everyone needs to work to deliver front end what is expected, the way it is expected, so that he or she is able to deliver the efficient service to the customers. Now, as a result, instead of creating a obstacle, creating a silo or creating a functional delivery which is not going to productively help the other department to add value, it is better that you sit together, do your process in such a streamlined way that each addition to the process, each passing of a process stage will add value to the consumers, you know, and that will make delivery to customer very efficient, and that will be as per his expectation or may exceed his expectations. So therefore, this is possible only if all the departments can come together, be it a production, be it a, you know, packaging, be it a dispatch, be it a logistics or supply chain or whatever, they need to come together so that overall experience is assured. Domino's worldwide is not able to achieve half an hour delivery just because they want to. It is like the entire people, process, technology all have created that backup that allows them to deliver within half an hour as promised by them. Service process needs to be optimized across the service supply chain. Process is the center, and a process either can create a bottleneck, waste, or can really streamline itself. So it's like a attention is needed on the process, and not only that, process that is within your control, but assessment is needed for the process which is linked to your process. So you create a productive value adds rather than try to create a waste or a, you know, unproductive issues while the process is being handled at your end. So that's what is critical. Technology is required that it will integrate all the service information into one single system so that all people are able to gather and have the information. So beauty of it is like today IT or whatever you say, CRM or whatever the ERP is, whatever backbone that you create, that backbone should be able to have complete information about this entire transaction in a manner that front end, when he faces the customer, is capable to give the right information. You can probably try when DHL guy comes in and you can, you know, tell him ki nahi aapka delivery late hai, aap log promise 2 days karte ho. मेरे को तो कस्टमर को जब मैंने फोन किया ही टोल्ड मी दैट ही इज ऑलरेडी कुरियर डेट वगैरह. DHL गाय विल इमीडिएटली लुक इन टू दैट एंड टेल यू के सर उसने आपको भले बोला होगा बट दिस पार्सल वॉज गिवन टू अवर यू नो सफदरजंग ऑफिस ओनली यस्टरडे एट 6:30. सो नाउ यू नो दैट कस्टमर हैज प्लेड विथ यू, इट इज नॉट DHL हु इज प्लेइंग विथ यू. सो दैट इज वॉट इज लाइक द डेटा शुड बी कंप्लीट. मिस्टर हाथी has in his house this geyser last so many years, etc. These are the repair that has happened in the past. Now he is facing a problem of burnout of the coil, etc. So what is required is, it better to advise Mr. Hathi ke bhai you please change rather than look for the replacement, because already the critical components have now been replaced once, etc. So this geyser no longer can give you an uninterrupted service, you know, for very long. If you repair it today, sooner or later the issue is going to crop it up, so might as well sell it off, or might as well you exchange it, we have an exchange scheme, and take the new geyser and be again assured for next 7-10 years in terms of problem connected to the geyser, etc. Same way under various industry, if the front end who's dealing with the customer has complete information, he is in a position to use this information to organization's advantage to service the customers, at the same time get required return for the organization. that is a need for implementing SLM. And now important elements for effective field service management under overall service life cycle, again in this book they focus on the field service more. So we continue to understand the emphasize on the field service management. So how do you manage your field service effectively by using an SLM concept? So this is how you probably can go about. We will then study some of them in detail. So these are the points, and be proactive in service delivery, action on customer feedback, prioritize renewal of contracts, connect to users, proper product understanding, synergize and integrate people, process and technology, and strengthen your dispatch and back-end operation. So these are the elements that you need to, seven elements that you need to really look at to develop an effective field service management SLM. So now we will understand them one by one. Proactive in service delivery. Most of the organizations world over are reactive. Reactive in the sense, mera geyser bigda, so they have come and replaced the coil. Can there be a way, supposing even in this geyser industry, can there be a way where they are proactive? They have plotted my purchase information. They know that after average 6 years, the coil fail. So why not approach Mr. Hathi in advance? Okay, sir, your geyser is now 6 years due. Coil is due for replacement. Otherwise, if you don't do it, it may soon crank, or it may after 1 year or so it will crank. But at that time, you will have a difficulty. You will not get hot water, etc. So why don't you avail of our special service scheme where if you replace the coil, only 50% of the service charge will be levied to you, but replace it today. So that way, a proactive this thing can be done. It's just a hypothetical example, but it is really touching the subjects. Be proactive in improving your post-analyzing the data. And look at customer benefit first, reduction downtime, longer life, etc. Proactiveness also means like in the part and machineries that you supply to customers, if you realize that one particular part that has a shorter life cycle and overall it may impact the production capability at the consumers. So it is better to proactively inform customer and tell him that this part we have noticed is not fully utilizing the life stage that it is supposed to. We have a modified part available. If you give us a permission, we will replace this. We will not charge you for service, or we will not, only half, 50% will be charged for the service, but allow us to replace this part. So if all those proactiveness, if you take, for example, even the recall of the car is a proactive stance. That is what organizations are saying. It's a proactive service delivery. So for efficient field service, this thing to happen, it is always better to be proactive. Only proactiveness that you find today is, say, automobile owners get a service calls. So either the SMSs come or the dealer under whom you are assigned have a process by which they call you, sir, abhi aapki dusri service due ho gayi, ya toh chauthi service due ho gayi, etc. So they try to remind you so that you come to the dealership, get your service done. He gets incrementally something, etc. So that's what a proactiveness is very required. Action on customer feedback. Do act, merely do not collect. Many organizations have tendency to collect but not act. That is what it is trying to tell you. At least don't do that. If you are not in a position, so you might as well don't ask. But if you ask, then act on it. If you have a process of allowing consumers to give you a feedback, you have a process of collecting information, then there has to be an action. For example, classic cases I can give you. I've been traveling to so many cities, and I've stayed into so many hotels, etc. I have complained also many times. The hotels there, whether it is a 5-star or whether it is a normal hotel, they have a one form always in your room. They say, kindly give us your feedback. It's a self-adhesive tape wala form hota hai. How was our room ambience? How was the cleanliness? Ye wo 5-7 sawal likhe hote, anything that you didn't like, anything that you like, and then you submit your this thing, I have done it at plenty of locations where I was really aggrieved about certain things. Not a single soul has called up to either say first of apologize to me. God knows what they would have been doing to such forms that has been submitted, whether it is ever opened, etc. Leave aside that. Take the mobile industry. I am like a Vodafone subscriber. It is not a critic against Vodafone. I have faced the same problem when I was also with Airtel. Idea is like, you complain, when they ask you for a feedback, you give your feedback. Then you get a call back. So my feedback on the networking is always poor. So when I get a call back, these guys then tries to prove that networking mein kuch nahi hai, इट्स ओनली योर मोबाइल में कुछ दिक्कत है या तो आपके सिम में दिक्कत है, गो टू द नियरेस्ट रिलेशनशिप सेंटर एंड शो योर मोबाइल. नाउ हु हैज गॉट अ टाइम टू गो टू द नियरेस्ट दिस थिंग, एंड व्हेन दिस हैपेंस अगेन एंड अगेन यू ऑलवेज फील के भाई दे आर मियरली कलेक्टिंग, दे आर नॉट एक्टिंग ऑन टू द मेन इश्यू ऑफ पुअर नेटवर्क. इट कुड बी ड्यू टू एनी थिंग, वेदर बीएमसी हैज रेज देयर इलीगल टावर्स और वॉट एवर, बट यस नेटवर्किंग बीन इश्यू. आई एम गिविंग अ फीडबैक, इफ यू डोंट वॉन्ट टू इम्प्रूव अपॉन इट्स योर कॉल. And when I get my best call, I will take my stand. So that's what is a act on the customer feedback. Really, and you cannot, it doesn't say that you have to do as customer say. But idea is like you take that feedback, see what best can be done and improve. As I said, small improvements also matter. Look for long-term and permanent solutions. What is said here that means is that instead of handling it in an ad hoc manner, understand the crux why the customer got aggrieved. You try to see what are the real reason when he got aggrieved and try to attend that. So with Tata Sky, my problem is always that we get aggrieved, we have no problem in the signal going off or the set-top box not working. My problem is I am not attended the way I am supposed to. So they take long time, there is no commitment to attend your service. You get all unwarranted excuses by the mechanic why he couldn't come in the scheduled time, etc. They charge you for service if they come, whether there's a minor issue or not, etc. So all those things, and they every time ask us feedback, we give feedback, but hardly any action. So one need to really see that what you can do. Yes, I think probably the time they realize when customers have either started moving or there is a hue and cry that has happened. So now they have resorted to infrastructure upgrade. So this is happening after they entered in our country. First time that you are hearing that they are doing a major infrastructure change. Otherwise, they should have been the normal this thing. They should have understood. They should have listened to customers and kept on doing small changes, whenever that was possible. So this is just this thing. Though it's from a real time, try and get the meaning out of it. You have to listen to customers, do your small bit of improvement as and where possible on a continuous basis, but look for a permanent solution. Look for as much as where what aggrieved, so what was actually aggrieving me or what really has created a negative impression of me about Tata Sky services, that will not create the aggravation kind of thing. So look for the permanent solution. Channelize info into SLM, take action, close the loop and do predictive resolutions, etc. After you channelize the information, look at your SLM, whether this is coming out of SLM issues, whether SLM needs to be relooked, whether part of SLM needs to be modified, etc. Then take those actions, close the loop properly, educate everybody concerned, train them if required, then do the deployment, and once the deployment is happening, probably through predictive analysis or predictive resolution, etc., try and see and monitor whether this is yielding the result or not, etc. So action on customer feedback is a crux for the effective field service management SLM. Focus on operational issues like to customer grievances. It may be that machine stoppage has not hurt, but carelessness with which the complaint got attended has angered him the most. So I have told you earlier also, it is a carelessness of this particular TV channel service provider that impacts me more than actually my machine going off or my DTH not working. So that's what one need to really attend as to why this is happening. So find a permanent solution, attend to the root cause, prioritize renewals of contract. SLM must give complete idea to field personnel about maintenance contract, their entitlement. SLM must have the data to be able to action step while contract is expiring, etc. So what it tries to tell you is, when the mechanic is at the customer for attending any complaints, attending any service, etc., your field guy should be aware as to what is the contractual understanding about this customer and the company. What he is supposed to service free, what he is supposed to not service free, etc. What is on charge, what is not on charge, what was the time his contract started, whether contract is valid today, he has come today for repair, whether contract is still covering this period or contract has already expired. So all those things he should be able to have the first hand information when he decides to service this particular customer. Not only that, he should know that sooner this contract is going to expire. So while he is at that place, he also can request consumer to renew, or you have your back end, which is either through a telecalling or a call center where there is a back end which throws the reminder to the customer, you know, your service agent, and the service agent will give a call to consumers to inform him that your contract is getting due, kindly renew it. So that's what you need to really prioritize your renewal of contract with customers and connect to users. And we are trying to understand effective elements of field service. So connect to users, and a field team must be linked to SLM and have most updated information about the customer. Can service remind and process orders, etc. So he should know about customers' various things, and what can he do in terms of cross-sell, upsell should also be, you know, thrown open to him. That knowledge will help you to really connect. Your field guy will be really able to connect and win customer over. Yane. So he remains connected to your field, you know, a field service guy, and that connect is a connect with the brand, connect with the organization, and that will continue to build on the mind of consumers. So he will want to be with you more and more. Proper product understanding is another thing. Like, focus is to ensure first call resolution of service requests, train to ensure speedy service, enable them to have real time info and knowledge of inventory. So proper product understanding will help him in this manner. The field guy will be able to resolve the complaint in the first place. How this will happen? Because he has a complete understanding of the problem. He has a complete knowledge about the parts and product itself. Therefore, he is able to predict what he needs to be probably doing it. What is the root cause of this problem? To solve this root cause, what are the parts and this thing inventory that he will be required? So he will try and source them also in time. And then he goes and services the customer in the first call, improves the satisfaction of the customer. So this is the beauty if he understands the product very well. Otherwise, half of the engineers are half aware about all the products. So when they face a slightly serious problem, they do depend on their seniors. And you often find them, the service engineer, calling somebody and asking him. So that means he has no full knowledge. He has come half basic knowledge about the product and the problem that it can have. The moment it's a bit of a complex problem, they would call up their service station or they call up the other counterpart to know ke sir isme ye ho raha hai aise ho raha kaise napu kaise karu kya karu. You will often find many service engineers getting into that. So that is due to poor product understanding. So if the product understanding is good, in the first call service will get resolved properly. Synergize and integrate people, process and technology. Last but not the least, technology should only be a lever used by the people. So technology helps, technology is meant to help people to be productive. It is not a first step, it is people who has to first organize itself, people who has to look at the process, people who has to themselves find out which are the redundant process, people who has to see how they can simplify the process. After that, if the technology takes over, it will be a lever, and lever gives you the speed, lever gives you the capacity. But if people don't worry, and any technology that is adopted, people are not, you know, attached to that, then it will not create that multiplier effect. So it's the people who has to synergize with the process first and then appropriate technology. So very critical is a people driven service organization is only going to sustain. Technology driven service organization is not going to sustain very long till if people are not involved. Strengthen your dispatch and back end operations. For a service that is rendered at the counter, there's a lot of back-end that happens. For a florist, online florist delivering a very fresh floor, you know, bouquet to your person whom you are gifting, a lot of back-end that has been happening. For Flipkart, who is able to deliver, for Amazon, who is able to have so many products, 2 million products available on display, their advertisement if you see. So entire, there is a back-end working. So the moment Ashish Sati places an order for, say, Philip Razor, there is an entire system in place. Yani. There is a person who knows that this order has come. He knows what, or there is a logistics partner who knows this order has come. He knows from where to pick it up. He knows it is available. So pick it up. Yeah, the dispatch guy knows that he has to dispatch 4 ghante mein karna hai, taki Ashish Jati will get. Or Ashish Jati has given a priority delivery. He has sought a priority delivery, which is next day delivery. So he knows that I have to dispatch this product now. So people, that is field executive, need right information about right part, right problem, etc. Helps him to complete and obtain the required part in time, so that when he visits, in the first time itself, he is able to solve. For this, and he needs to have the process knowledge as to what part or how he has to place the information. He has to have a real time availability status, etc., whether this part is available, not available, then he has to raise a requisition, etc. Thus, a backend has to be so sound, because backend knows that if they don't do well, service delivery is not going to happen as expected. So, Amazon doing beautiful ad, Amazon bringing brand ambassadors, or you know, Snapdeal bringing brand ambassador Amir Khan, is not going to work if your backend dispatch and people and process are not aligned. So you have to have a sound, rugged backend SLM looking into combining people, process and technology. That will ensure what you have promised to consumer is delivered to him in that manner, and maybe in a better way, so that he feels very excited about dealing with you. So that's a beauty that you need to really know. So these are the things that we have understood about, you know, SLM, service lifecycle management, important elements of field service management. So that's what we have understood. We now move to SLM solutions. SLM solutions has to do with the software and the nitty-gritty of it. So there are SLM solutions available. You have an enterprise resource planning system that is built from the product manufacturing perspective. You have a CRM, which is built from the sales automation perspective. There are solutions which are available, but you need to really got to know as to what is the core purpose with which this was built. So ERP was built to ensure that overall organization resources are productively utilized. CRM, that is the custom relationship management, was developed to keep customer relationship alive. There is no solution which is done from the SLM perspective. So SLM supports the complete service life cycle, which has both lead generation, product duration to service billing, and through the asset retirement stage. So this is a solution which is a comprehensive solution. It not only looks at utilizing your asset very well, at the same time it looks at servicing your customer as expected by your service delivery commitment to the customers. So SLM solutions need to be really thought through from various perspectives, and you need to really embark on selecting the right SLM solutions. We were understanding SLM solutions. To continue our understanding, from the initial customer call to the closing of the work order, customer invoicing, product replacement, steps in the service lifecycle, an opportunity for improving the customer satisfaction, reducing the cost and increasing revenue. So this is by a very prominent personality, VP of Marketing, STI International, Deb Geiger. He said that service SLM solutions that you look for should integrate everything, right from the first call from the customers to complete work order closure to like product replacement, if that is a query comes during warranty period, complete life cycle process represents, this life cycle process when you develop and you start capturing all those things, it offers an opportunity of increasing the customer satisfaction. At every point of the time, customer knows what you do is been seen by him, and he knows that organization is more with me, organization is more keen to service me rather than just, sell me a product, etc. So that satisfaction will help him to be with you. On the other hand, SLM and SLM solutions helps you to identify areas which is creating the waste, identifies the areas where unproductive allocation is going, etc. So it helps you to then take the corrective action, which will help you to reduce the cost, and reduce cost means your overall revenue will increase, because more and more customer and same customer will give you more order, and more revenue with reduced cost gives you a better margin. So that's the SLM solutions that really should be looked at. The solution which can couple all those features into it, are flexible, adaptable, etc., then you select that appropriate solution to charter your SLM strategy forward. SLM process encompasses the contact center. So now look at the stage it gets into what the solution should cover. So it right from the contact, the first call the customer makes, then you enter into a contract, which is your order, or you call a contract as the case may be, entitlement management, when you enter into a warranty contract, or when you enter into a service contract, etc. There are certain entitlement, there are certain non-entitlement. So everything that you buy has some conditions, terms and conditions apply, etc. So that is what is all that entitlement. What are the field service support that you can expect from the organization? depot, repair, logistics, professional services, and even sales and marketing. All this can be integrated into your SLM solution. So your SLM process and workflow, etc., not only should integrate, and then you should have a system, you should have a solution which can integrate. We have earlier touched base that this is a choice between, say, ERP or say CRM, etc., or you develop a standalone solution which will integrate the information flow from the CRM or ERP that you already have in the organization. Service companies are also emphasizing on service specific analysis that are integrated directly into the various service applications. Various services are rendered to customers without overall charge known to it, and then you can't determine which service is producing ideal or a positive revenue versus which services is leading to a negative revenue, etc. If proper SLM solution is applied, then for each nature of service wise, you can determine what is the cost behind, etc., and therefore whether it is a profitable service that is being rendered or it is a cost or a drag on the organization's revenue, etc. Customer satisfaction data is also now getting integrated into SLM. What is said is each customer's data should be transparently integrated into SLM, service level management, lifecycle management, where field service guy, when he is dealing with the customer, he is upfront aware as to what is liked by this customer, what is not liked by this customer. So he knows how to prepare himself to see that in the next opportunity, he can take care of some of the dissatisfaction that customer has, and he can try to overall improve the satisfaction of customer's relation with the organization, etc. So if the satisfaction inputs are also being part of the SLM solutions, then field service guys are in a much better position to handle the customers. SLM increases revenue generation potential. That is another benefit of the SLM. How it happens, SLM also takes service to the next level by using information gathered in the field to improve higher level operations like warranty management, parts planning, resource planning, reverse logistics, pricing, etc. This may further improve revenue and more profitable service contracts. And SLM is supposed to take your service to the next level. You are at X level. Now you have to really create a differentiator by taking your service level to the next higher level, where customer will see real tangent benefit coming to him. That is possible by adopting an SLM only. And SLM, when implemented, pictures will become more and more clear to you, and that will help you to either manage your warranty well, inventory planning, resource allocation, deployment, etc. Reverse logistics of various parts and all this thing also can be optimally done, without the drag on the cost, etc. All with the pricing in mind, and that you can determine by studying how the overall service is contributing to give you the required revenue, etc. And all this thing, when collectively done, will really throw in front of you the profitable contracts, profitable services, etc., so that you can realign your future strategy based on the data that you have. This in fact will then help you to get right focus on the right customers, getting you the higher revenue. Optimization of productivity will ensure that your overheads being low, and therefore your margin will be healthier than before. To increase revenue, the focus is on being able to differentiate the company's service offering based on customer or dealer conditions. You can increase your revenue by focusing and create a differentiation in service offering, which is either customer centric or your field or a dealer centric. So you need to really decide who has to deliver this service, whether you want to have the customer in charge of his experience, whether it's a self-service model, whether he needs to report, whether he should be physically present to get the service being rendered, etc. So those aspects we have earlier covered during innovation chapter. So all those aspects will have to come into your picture. And if it is handled well, all this thing will get higher revenue for you, because the same customers will become more attracted towards getting business done through you. And not only his business, he will then be a referee, he will be word of mouth, etc. So this is the power of SLM. It helps you to increase your revenue potential. There is one aspect under that one need to understand, is the linking of SLM to PLM, that is product lifecycle management. The relation between SLM, product lifecycle management, for companies that manufacture goods in addition to service them is of consideration. So organizations which are base core is the product, but they have, because to survive in today's competitive this thing, they have now put up a platform which is product plus service. Now those organizations definitely, therefore, they require both the linkage. They need to link their SLM and PLM, because one end they are manufacturing product, product is a crux or a core of their existence. So automobile guy, product is a core of their existence, but today to survive in the competitive market, they have introduced numerous service aspects, you know, service elements. So this organization has to not only do the PLM continuously and aggressively and properly, but they also have to integrate their SLM. So like whatever the outcome that is coming out of PLM, if it is not linked to SLM, then what will happen is that service level processes and service level optimization that you are driven will become redundant, and that redundancy will again create more waste, etc. So PLM solutions can feed data to SLM and vice versa. So depending on where your weightage is more, either the PLM learning or PLM data can be fed into SLM, and SLM will be then relooked at, or SLM data are fed into PLM to see that what is needed as a change in the product itself or a product lifecycle management, etc. Or it could be a case-to-case basis. You can determine what kind of a data needs to go from where to where, so that the recipient will get a better information and an understanding, and they can improve upon accordingly. Detailed product specifications from PLM systems can be made available to field engineers, and product issues uncovered by those technicians can in turn help the engineering team make design improvements. So this is an example to this above. Product specifications ideally should go from PLM to the SLM. This gives a clear idea to the field people as to what are the specifications of the product and what are the plus and negatives, etc. But few things will get uncovered by the field people. Yani, when they are facing the customers, there are certain issues which will come in, which can be a product improvement ideas for you. So those data can go from SLM to PLM. So that data when captured, and when your design team sits again for the product modifications, etc., they can study this data, and then they can come out with a better product improvements, etc. So PLM, SLM linkages yields benefit to both. In short, SLM provides product performance feedback to PLM because it enables the ability to understand the product structure in the context of the service. Very important. From SLM, what comes out is the context to reference to the service delivered to the customers. How customer is looking at this, how customer is looking at this product or a product plus service, this thing, where does customer find he being happy, where does customer think that he is not happy, etc. This data, when fed into the PLM, then it makes sense because it is done in the context of customer's eye. It is done from the perspective of how customer is looking at your service delivery, and that will help you to develop a better product or a better service layer. Processes, etc., come out with service innovation that will meet with the customer need and all. So that way you become more agile, you become more customer focused, you are seen to be doing things which is required by the consumers, and that way your bonding with customer will increase. Feedback loop internally helps you to share data externally to customers, suppliers and other stakeholders. Time, money saved and customer satisfaction increase, reduce warranty repair cost, yielding increase margin. This feedback is not only a feedback, say, from the customer received by you. When you receive it, it should be internally also been shared. Yani. So if there is an issue with the warranty, the service should know. If there is an issue with the marketing because customer is not getting enough of information, then it is that, or there is a call center. Customer finds most of the time call center line he doesn't get and all. So all issues, there is an issue and there is a linkage internally. So each stakeholder should come to know where he stands on the eyes of the customers. That will help you to refine and improve your processes, improve processes and connection to the SLM we have already studied. SLM helps you to integrate better process to be productive, and when you are productive, overall your capability to service customers in a exceedingly different way increases. That will compel him to be with you. Therefore, time, not only time is saved, money is saved, satisfaction will increase. He will be always happy to deal with you.